This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some running on today's podcast. We head back to Auckland on the North Island in New Zealand to chat to Diana Simpson to find out about some of the things that she's done to improve her Ironman run. Before we get into that chat, though, a couple of people took us up on the offer a week and a bit ago to download a free audiobook. I've recently got into audiobooks for the first time. I can't believe it's taken me that long. If you listen to a lot of audio and you love reading, audiobooks are the way to go, let me tell you, particularly if you press for time and you commute quite a bit, or if you spend time on an indoor trainer. I'm telling you, audiobooks for the win. And right now you've got the opportunity to access a 30-day free trial on Audible. It's one of the, if not the biggest audiobook platform on the net. And in doing that, you support us here at the Kona Edge. And I'll also throw in your first book absolutely free on the house. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/book. That is the link to click on. You can also click on the link in the player that you're listening to this podcast on right now. It is below this episode. Just click through, sign up. It's pretty simple. And download your first free book on me. It is thekonaedge.com/book. Let's get into today's chat with Diana. In the spotlight in the coach's corner today is MP Multisports. Their athlete coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. Let's have some running here on the Kona Edge. We head back to New Zealand to discover a little bit more about Diana Simpson's Ironman run. Diana, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge.
Good to be here, Brad.
Diana, let's talk about your run. I mean, you said before you got into triathlon, you ran a bit sort of socially. It helps having a bit of, not necessarily a competitive running background, but to have a base to come off of into the sport of triathlon, don't you think?
Yeah, it probably does, Brad. Socially, probably, I think that translates into, I think I did marathons during my time, during my 20s, I guess, before I started Ironman. So, I've done a bit more, but that's all I sort of managed to get in.
Out of the three disciplines, which would you say is your best? Are you a better runner? Is that where your strength is?
The Ironman events, I've always had some sort of issue with my legs. I think there's a lot of potential there for the run. Hopefully, cross fingers, this year I can sort of get a good base and carry through with me into Kona. I think the run, I have enjoyed the run. I think it's probably one of the purest sports out there where you can sort of just go out and either throw on a pair of shoes or not, if you're that way inclined, and it's a pretty cheap form of sport.
What are some of the things that you've done that you think, particularly on the run, have helped improve your run performance over the years?
It's so I uh, it, me a while to really understand and grasp the concept of with your long, easy sessions, take it easy. I wouldn't. I would try and run as fast as I could for that a period of time. And so I think that probably assisted leading to injuries and that sort of thing and just fatigue. So, just understanding that you take the easy, real easy, so that, you know, after that long run, you actually feel, well, you feel relatively good. And I think that really helps build that base and also allows you to do the other side.
Diana, you talk about, and I think that's a mistake that a lot of triathletes make, is they don't go easy enough on the easy days. How do you monitor that you are going easy enough? Is it a case of just doing it by feel, or are you tracking heart rate? What's the story?
Yeah, I use heart rate and I've got Garmin watch that I use. So I check my pacing, check my heart rate. And, you know, there were times in the past, I guess it was getting quite frustrating for my coach to sort of see me just with my heart rate up so high with these long runs that he was actually putting in heart rates for me to stay within. So that's really helped me gauge where I should in terms of those long, easy runs, and that's gone some way to really, I guess, helping me for the rest of the week in the heart session. The heart rate monitor, the pacing, and also I do go by perceived effort as well. You know, feeling a bit weary anyway from, you know, a bigger week previous. Sometimes that can sort of affect how you're feeling anyway.
What is your favourite run workout? What do you love doing?
I actually do enjoy the long run itself. So, you know, you've got the harder efforts that you do. But for me, the long run is a chance for me to get out of the house and start running around. I really like looking at other people's gardens. I like to sort of have a little nosy and see what flowers and plants they've got in there and then, you know, have a fantasy about what my garden's going to look like instead of it looking like dirt and the grass that's there currently. I zone out quite a bit in those long runs and I guess I take stock of how my body's feeling and, you know, the week ahead. Every now and then I'll take some music with me, my chance to sort of turn it right up and just listen to some really good music and just enjoy being out there and just sort of, yeah, refocusing on what I need to do to where I need to be.
I love that. Nana, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition next time out.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Brad.
And that's it for this edition of The Conehead. Thank you so much for listening. I am Brad Brown, and I will be back again tomorrow as we chat some more nutrition here on the podcast. I look forward to spending some more time with you then. Don't forget, as I mentioned at the top of the show, your chance to download that free ebook with the compliments of The Conehead and sign up for a 30-day free trial of audible.com. All you need to do is head over to this URL if you'd like to support us here at the show. It is theconehead.com/book, B-O-O-K. It'll take you straight through to the sign-up page. You can check out all about it, and sign up takes just a couple of minutes and we'll throw in your first book absolutely free on us. So go check it out. It's theconehead.com/book.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.